USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump sent a special Thanksgiving message to U.S. servicemen and women stationed around the world, thanking them for their sacrifices on this holiday.
Many of you are very far from home, but today we hope you know that millions of American families are praying in gratitude for the sacrifices you make and the incredible, absolutely incredible job you do. As president, I want to personally express my profound thanks to each and every one of you for your devoted service to our nation.
In his remarks, he also said that deliveries of coronavirus vaccines would begin next week for distribution to doctors, nurses, frontline workers, and seniors. He did not specify which company's vaccine, be it Pfizer's, Moderna's, or both, was ready for distribution. This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
General Michael Flynn says he can breathe with freedom and liberty for the first time in years after receiving a pardon Wednesday from President Trump. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
President Trump pardoned former National Security Advisor, Army General Michael Flynn. Flynn pleaded guilty twice to lying to the FBI about conversations with the Russian ambassador. When the Department of Justice examined the FBI case, it was so flawed the Department of Justice dropped the case.
But give credit to Flynn, his attorneys. They had issues. They raised those issues. The prosecutors went in. They looked at it. They made the right decision when they moved to dismiss it.
Former Utah federal prosecutor Brett Tolman on Fox.
If there's any abuse here, it was a federal judge believing that it had authority to approve or disapprove of dismissals. That's not what the federal judge's authority is, and Congress certainly didn't grant it to him. So this dismissal basically was thrown out by this judge, and he was prolonging it. So I don't see that the president had any other choice but to pardon him.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Millions of kids are now turning their attention to Christmas and making a list for Santa. But not many of those lists included lawn equipment. Val Dior brings us the story of one boy who wished for a mower from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
Ethan Reynolds of Columbus, Indiana, has always been a helper. The 11-year-old loves to volunteer at a local nursing home and an animal shelter. And during COVID, he sets up a table of donated food for those in need. The innovative fifth grader also started up a lawn care service to bring in extra money, and his neighbors were more than happy to hire him. They all noticed how Ethan instinctively paid attention to the home of an elderly resident who lives alone, checking in on him during isolation. The problem? Ethan's old equipment started to conk out, so his community got together and surprised him with a brand new push mower. When Ethan saw it sitting in his driveway, he literally fell over with excitement and then declared the red mower to be rad. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
The traditional Thanksgiving slate of NFL games was chock full of points as both games ended rather lopsided. The Houston Texans handled the Detroit Lions 41-25. Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson threw four touchdown passes on the afternoon, including two to Will Fuller V. And Washington ran away from the Dallas Cowboys 41-16. Washington rookie running back Antonio Gibson rumbled for 115 yards and three scores in the rout. Baltimore and Pittsburgh were scheduled for the nightcap, but that game was moved to Sunday afternoon after an outbreak of coronavirus among Ravens players. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.